The final key task in step 6 is to put the plan in writing. This is important in order to hold the team accountable for following through with their commitment to take action. Here we present the action plan for the school presented in the through line at the start of this mini lesson. Most action plans have 4 common elements. First, it's essential for faculty to have time to understand the strategy and how to implement it in the classroom. Faculty might read about the strategy or engage in a professional development about the strategy. Faculty also need time to develop common materials like assessments and unit plans and lesson plans. Creating materials together not only helps build a shared understanding, but also save time. Next, faculty need a chance to practice the instructional strategy. Reading about an instructional strategy is not enough to really learn how to implement it well. Finally, there needs to be a plan to assess progress and make adjustments. Usually, the first time you try something new, you don't get it quite right, and that's true with a new instructional strategy as well. Make time and space to assess how the team is doing and make adjustments. Also notice that this action plan fits on 1 page. That makes it so everyone can see quickly and clearly what is happening and who is responsible.